Beef to Institution, Farm to Hospital Regenerative Ranch Tour. By Kathy Webster. Part 2. In October, building off the success of the Richards Ranch event, we gathered Beef to Institution partners, hospital food service managers, chefs, and buyers at Tomcat Ranch to learn about regenerative ranching and why it matters. During a field walk, ranchers shared information about how regenerative practices can improve soil health, conserve water, promote animal welfare, strengthen community resiliency, and produce nutrient-dense foods. During the event, Chef Santana Diaz from UC Davis Medical Center spoke about how he was able to change a hospital procurement system and onboard regenerative grass-fed beef that benefits the climate, health, and land. Carrie Richards of Richards Grass-Fed spoke about the challenges of selling high-value grass-fed proteins to institutions through large food service distributors who are not attuned to the value of regeneratively raised beef. The caring folks at Cream Company shared their aim to support regenerative ranchers and fill demand as it continues to grow. Following lunch, the conversation was facilitated by project partners Heather Frombach of Kitchen Table Advisors and Yusuf Buzayan of CAF around the importance of setting procurement goals that promote ecological sustainability and locally grown and raised food products. They shared that many hospitals are signing on to sustainable purchasing programs, such as Anchors in Action, aligning purchasing standards to shift institutional food service dollars towards sustainably and ethically produced products, or the Cool Food Pledge, focused on a climate-friendly, plant-rich diet. Hospitals and school systems are among the biggest purchasers of food in this country. A large institution like UC Davis Medical Center serves around 6,500 meals a day. Leaders like Chef Santana can make a difference by shifting the institutional procurement system toward nutrient-dense food that is healthier for people, ecosystems, soil, water, air, and wildlife. Just 4 years ago, the idea of getting beef raised on regenerative ranches into schools, hospitals, and other institutions seemed impossible. Purchasing totaled less than $20,000 annually. This year, we are partnering with nearly 30 institutions and anticipate breaking the $1 million mark. As this growth shows, working together, ranchers, distributors, chefs, purchasers, and eaters, we have the power to create a food system that is healthy for the planet, the animals, and the people.